It's time for the Local Beat with O'Brien, as always, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Let's go to the hotline and bring in somebody we trust to give us that local news, and that is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, man?
Well, good, Rocco. Thank you.
Good to hear, Dave. Good to hear. Let's start with one of the bigger stories I think we'll see this week as the future of Midway Mall continues to see some development. Big news happening with the Lorain County Port Authority in terms of what they want to do with the mall. So what's the latest with all this, Dave?
Yeah, well, I think as readers would know and listeners would know, the Port Authority has voted to buy the certain portions of the Midway Mall property there in Elyria. The mall sort of on the downswing over the past several years, you know, retail going online and big box stores taking over, and the mall has been on a slow decline. And now the question is, once the Lorain County Port Authority Board has decided to buy it, backed by about $14 million, a $14 million mortgage that the Board of Commissioners has approved, you know, what now? Basically, what now? And the Elyria City Council and Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield are very interested in kind of seeing what the county has planned for this. And Kevin Martin talked to Council President Vic Stewart, and Stewart basically said that they want the project to be successful. There have been conversations in the past with the mayor, and if you remember, Mayor Frank Whitfield had said that he wanted to partner with the Cleveland Clinic to basically create a health and wellness center, as well as possibly some light industrial manufacturing on that site. Whether or not that becomes, you know, medical device manufacturing, clean manufacturing, if you will, that's one of the options that the mayor had discussed with the clinic and some other partners there. You know, also Councilman Andrew Lippian said that he has been in touch with some of the folks at the Port Authority. There's not really a lot of interest in there. There's been some discussion back in the day about Amazon putting a fulfillment center there, about about storage and things like that. Lippian said he's not in favor of that. He said he wanted to see something more like some blue chip company come in, to a live concert venue of the Cleveland Clinic. You know, having discussions up there again, you know, following on, you know, Mayor Whitfield's plan. You know, there's not a lot of these sort of destination shopping, you know, at that northern side of Midway Mall. There's, you know, some things that have come in ever since. Some restaurants have popped in there, and obviously Red Lobster is still up there, and some other, sort of dining options up there. There had been discussion about sort of a walking mall that might be part of it. People in the city had brought up the idea of, well, maybe we should put in a recreation center. Maybe there should be a city pool, you know, some sort of city, you know, community partnership. But yeah, all that is still sort of in discussion. That my understanding from speaking with the commissioners and speaking with county officials is that this is basically, you know, now that we own it, we have the ability to say what goes in there and whether or not the whole thing would be sold for then, you know, redevelopment by a developer to recoup the county's investment. But now all of those multiple owners are now sort of in one pot. All those multiple owners now become one owner, and that becomes the Lorain County Port Authority.
Very good, Dave. So, yeah, big news this week with the Lorain County Port Authority voting to go ahead and purchase the big chunk of the Midway Mall there. And we'll see, I guess, right? We'll just kind of wait and see what exactly happens with that moving forward. Obviously, there will be some big discussions and big decisions being made, different community inputs. We've talked about a pool and a rec center plenty of times in the past before. So we'll see what happens with that Midway Mall. I think Kevin did a great job kind of writing in here, you know, from Councilman Lippian saying bringing it back could be a generational change for folks here in Elyria, and I'd be hard-pressed to disagree there. So great breakdown from you there, Dave. And again, for more, you can find Kevin Martin's article in the Chronicle-Telegram or at chronicletea.com. Another one from Kevin that I wanted to talk over about with you here this morning, Dave. Back on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, that was Monday, big event here in the city of Elyria with the annual march and everything like that. But there was also an unveiling of this Our Elyria plan. So what all goes into this?
Yeah, so again, this is Mayor Frank Whitfield saying he wanted to do something just a little bit different on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, unveiling the city's Our Elyria plan, and basically, you know, there's a lot of Black history, you know, in Elyria, in Lorain County. you know, black people have been in the city since it was founded back in the early 1800s, back as early as, you know, 1817. There's a strong, you know, NAACP unit in town, and also there's one in Lorain as well. And Oberlin, obviously, having a long history of supporting, you know, African-American black community, you know, with the anti-slavery movement back in the, you know, in the early to mid 1800s. So yeah, there's been a lot of history behind that, and what Mayor Whitfield likes to do, and I've taken part in one of these sessions before, as you know, as a reporter, but hosting breakout sessions discussing how to use the city's land, discussing public health and public safety, discussing fair and affordable housing. There's a consulting firm, MS Consultants, that's working with the city to sort of rewrite city codes, taking into account, you know, how things are, you know, looking forward, and there's a whole website that's been developed at ourilleria.com that the county is, I'm sorry, that the city is giving people an opportunity to talk about what they want to see. It's an interesting partnership. It's really kind of, you know, city and community working together, focusing on, you know, sort of bringing the downtown back up to where it used to be. Different discussions about what people want to see downtown. Obviously, there's a lot of development, you know, buildings coming down, buildings potentially going up in downtown, using spaces for public art, for events, communications, that kind of thing. And you know, Whitfield said that he wants to, using your true heritage, can fight racism, you know, sort of in the way that Dr. King wanted to come around and fight racism, highlight your cultural assets, your history, sort of redefine what Elyria means. And there's plans to hold some focus groups sort of at the end of the month. A final report is possible in March.
Very good, Dave. And hey, I'll give Mayor Whitfield that, if nothing else. He certainly knows how to tap into this community. He's all about, you know, getting the community involved with the needs and the wants and everything like that, kind of tying in with you know, what might eventually be planned over there at the Midway Mall as they continue to get community input and things like that. But awesome Our Elyria plan that was unveiled again on MLK Day on Monday. So awesome breakdown from you there, Dave. And again, for more, you can find Kevin Martin's article in the Chronicle Telegram, also at chronicleT.com. But again, Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram is our guest this morning on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? I know you got a commissioner's meeting that you'll be able to recap, but what else can we look forward to?
Yeah, so beyond commissioners, some reporting from my colleague Carissa on some ongoing problems with the Lorain Police Department. COVID cases have apparently come down. And I know that Jason Hawk is having a report on what that means. You know, what's going on with COVID. I mean, it's still out there. People are still getting it. People are still dying from it. But cases have apparently dropped precipitously. Some updates also from a January 6th insurrection defendant from Wellington that Jason will have. As well as some other items from Lorain City Council, again from Carissa, from Lorain City Council, from Kevin.
Busy week, to say the least, and to keep up with everything, you can pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online over at chronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. My favorite part of the week, as everybody knows by now, what is this week's Scanner story?
Well, we're going to go over to Garfield Heights, again, courtesy of our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. And there was apparently a shooting in the area of the Walgreens at Valley Lane in Havana, a foot chase of a man who, for unknown reasons, jumped out of a window and then somehow, and we don't know how, and we also don't know if he was captured or taken into custody, somehow the man managed to shoot himself in the foot.
Oh, no. The old Plexico Burris. That is not what you want to be doing. You need the feet and the legs to run if that's the plan. And well, yeah, a self shot to the foot, not really going to help things out there. Again, shout out to Plexico Burris, inspiring, well, too many people around the world, I guess, Dave. Oh, entertaining Scanner story as always, my friend. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of that CT today or go to the website chronicleT.com for that digital e-edition. Dave, thank you as always for the time, good sir. I appreciate it. Thank you again. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.